2. Royal Palace, City of Monchir, Princedom of Coruscant. Hector Dakin's toe caught on the splinter-fringed gouge a Carisian round shot had plowed across the deck of the galley Lance. It was one of many such gouges, and the Prince of Coruscant reached out to run his hand across a shattered bulwark railing where the mast had come thundering down in splintered ruin.
"Captain Harris had his hands full bringing this one home, Your Highness," the man walking at his right shoulder said quietly.
"Yes, yes, he did," Hector agreed, but his voice was oddly distant, his eyes looking at something only he could see. The distant focus in those eyes worried Sir Tyrell Lecter, the Earl of Tartarian, more than a little bit. With the Earl of Blackwater's death in battle confirmed, Tartarian had become the senior ranking admiral of the Coruscantian Navy, such as it was, and what remained of it, and he didn't much care for the way his prince seemed to occasionally wander off into his own thoughts. It was too unlike Hector's normal, decisive manner.
"Father, can we go now?"
Hector's eyes blinked back into focus, and he turned to look at the boy beside him. The youngster had Hector's dark eyes and jawline, but he had the copper-bright hair of his dead northern mother. He was probably going to favor his father in height, too, although it was a bit early to be sure about that. At 15, Crown Prince Hector still had some growing to do. In more ways than one, his father thought grimly. "No, we can't," he said aloud. The Crown Prince frowned, and his shoulders hunched as he shoved his hands into his breeches pockets. It wouldn't be quite fair to call his expression a pout, but Prince Hector couldn't think of a word that came closer. "Iris, you're worth a dozen of him," the prince thought. "Why, oh why, couldn't you have been born a man?" Unfortunately, Princess Iris hadn't been, which meant Hector had to make do with his namesake. "Pay attention," he said coldly now, giving the boy a moderately stern glare. "Men died to bring this ship home, Hector. You might learn something from their example." Hector the younger flushed angrily at the public reprimand. His father observed his darkened color with a certain satisfaction, then reminded himself that publicly humiliating the child who would someday sit on his throne and rule his princedom was probably not a very good idea. Princes who remembered that sort of treatment tended to take it out on their own subjects, with predictable results. Not that the odds of this particular crown prince having the opportunity to do anything of the sort were particularly good, which had quite a lot to do with the damage to the battered galley on which Hector stood. He turned in place, looking up and down the full length of the ship. Tartarian was right, he reflected. Getting this ship home must have been a nightmare. Her pumps were still working even now as she laid her anchor. The long, crawling voyage home from Darkos Sound, almost 7,000 miles, in a ship which had been holed at least a dozen times below the waterline, and a third of whose crew had been slaughtered by the Carisian artillery, was the stuff of which legends were made. Hector hadn't even tried to count the shot holes above the waterline, but he'd already made a mental note to have Captain Joel Harris promoted. "And at least I have plenty of vacancies to promote him into, don't I?" Hector thought, looking down at the dark discoloration where human blood had soaked deeply into Lance's deck planking. "All right, Hector," he said. "We can go, I suppose. You're late for your fencing lesson, anyway."